Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
Hey, guys.
It's Austin's favorite time of year.
It's not even April yet.
Donkey Kong.
He's the leader of the pack.
DK.
So, Josh.
Yeah.
Can't sing anymore.
Should I tell our viewers what we're talking about?
Fill them in. If I mean, we're starting a little different than normally. But I'll get to the question in a bit.
Sure.
But there's a dark omen on the horizon. What is it?
Yeah, the jungle drums from Skull Island.
It's a shadow.
Are reverberating through my fucking core. It's April, everybody.
It's a shadow, the shadow of April.
We're back on the boat to Skull Island.
There's a Victorian Gothic city, and just a monkey's shadow is creeping over it, Nosferatu style.
Except it's a bunch of monkeys.
Oh, it's a lot of monkeys.
Four monkeys, to be exact. So every April we watch Monkey Moo is because Justin and Austin hate me. And Adam Sandler is not enough of a monkey.
Did you see him at the Oscars?
I heard some kind of clip, but that might have been from a preview.
Conan was hosting.
Okay,
and
that's cool.
In the opening lines, he's like, "Oh, Sandler, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah,
this is like a black tie event." And it comes to Sandler. He's in an oversized hoodie and like surf shorts.
Cool.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
That's funny.
And he gets mad and leaves.
He gets mad, kisses Timothée Chalamet, and leaves.
I think it might have been a bit.
Well, I was going to say, that sounds like a bit.
It sounds like a bit. But I couldn't even go a day without watching something with Sandler in it. But I don't have to tonight. Tonight, we're starting off.
Is there an Adam Sandler monkey movie?
We'll get to it if there is, but I don't think so, honestly.
Does that go into April, or does that go into Summer of Sandler?
Somewhere in between.
Okay.
This year, we're not doing Planet of the Apes. We're not doing King Kongs.
Thank God.
We're doing current monkey movies.
Current, because for some reason, within the past 2 years, there's been four new movies.
At least.
That have to do with monkeys.
Not even breaching the topic of documentaries.
Well, yeah.
Which is going to be Josh's...
there is one documentary.
There's a lot, but we're going to include one in our April.
That we'll have. That's what I'm saying. I know there's more than one documentary.
The light at the end of the tunnel?
Austin. That makes me sound stupid.
So these movies are just going to be the same.
I'm going to edit that just so it has no context. Because I have the power of editing. Every episode now just starts with "I'm stupid" from just.
Does Modern Monkey Movie mean a remake of these, or does it just mean it's like 2 hours longer?
All of these movies that we're doing this month,
in some way, shape, or form,
are original IPs.
Have to do with monkeys.
I don't like how you rehearsed this.
I didn't.
It's back and forth.
We're just that good.
Okay, so like. They're all just going to be one-offs. I don't think any are going to turn, like, franchises.
Let me
right?
ask the question, and then we'll
sure.
get to the...
What haven't I seen, Austin?
Hey, Josh. Have you seen...
Hey, guys. I don't think... Have any of you seen...
Oh, well, I'll start again, then.
Okay.
I don't know. I suspect you may have seen this one.
Maybe.
Hey, guys. Have you seen Better Man? Breaking the rules, it's April, the monkeys are out of the cage. The zookeepers are gone. Josh, what do you think? Well, I guess both of you.
All
you
of
haven't
us.
Seen it.
You either.
And me. What we do here on the podcast, I'm all thrown off because of the way we started April. I'm just going bananas over here. What we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen the movie this time, all three of us, give a brief rundown, a description, an elevator pitch of what we think the movie's going to be about based solely on the title. Now, I have a little bit more knowledge of this, and yeah, I think too. You do too. Oh,
yes, I've seen the trailer.
So, yeah. Josh, what do you think Better Man is about for 2024?
I have a lot of theories, and I don't like any of them. I think this might be like... It's a comedy movie. I think this is a comedy movie from that title. I think this is going to be about, like... a guy and his monkey, and it's like a buddy movie where, like,
we haven't done any buddy movies.
He's trying to get the girl or something. Like, also, he has a monkey.
Okay.
Maybe the monkey's his wingman or something.
Ooh, yeah. And it dresses up in cute little costumes.
Or it's gonna be like a monkey trying to act like a person.
Ooh, and it's kind of sad. Like,
but then, like, would he talk? I don't know.
I hope so.
This is a real monkey. Let's. Yeah, comedy, live action, no animation.
Okay.
Real monkey.
Not CG monkey.
Or ape, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not CG
monkey. Comedy.
No.
I like this. Buddy comedy between a monkey and, like, a cop, or...
No, just, like, a guy. Okay. Like, it's some down-on-his-luck Sandler-esque guy.
Ooh. And he's just got a monkey on a leash?
He's just... No, he, like, lives with one...
Maybe he was assigned a helper monkey. Sure. To make him a better man.
That sounds like a modern premise.
Like, that'd be a Paul Rudd movie, wouldn't it?
The better man is the monkey, though.
Or Jason Segel.
Yeah, Jason Segel, probably.
He'd be in Better Man, where a monkey, he gets...
A little monkey.
This monkey's gonna help you grow up, yeah. Jason Segel.
The monkey is the better man, though,
and
right?
Then it's like, isn't there a horror movie?
It turned out, all along, monkey, you were the better man.
There is a horror movie about a helpful monkey.
But it wouldn't be called Better Man.
Yes, it's called Monkey Shines,
yeah.
And it's from 88, because I considered putting it on the list. We looked through a lot of monkey movies. We scoured the online database of monkey movies.
And then realized that there's been a huge influx of monkey movies. And I'm going to attribute it to us.
Okay.
Yeah, they were getting ready for us. They're like, these boys watch monkey movies every April.
Surely we're the bar for movies. Two guys that like everything and one guy that hates
Maybe
everything.
It's a total accident.
We don't like everything.
Because last year... Hey, I heard that. Last year, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes came out.
Which we saw in theaters.
And it was a huge hit. Not with us, but the general public.
It was,
I feel like all of them came out around that time, so maybe... Hollywood has had a secret ape agenda all along.
Yeah, I feel like it's because of the new Planet of the Apes. That makes more sense.
Now, none of the movies we're going to watch are anything like Planet of the Apes, thankfully. King Kong.
That's not necessarily good.
I, for one, welcome our new monkey directors and producers.
I appreciate we at least see one of these in theaters. That's a nice new trend.
That's fun. We did it last year with Kingdom.
At least I get to eat some cookies and milk when we go see.
Ooh, call back to Mean Girls.
Wait, where are we seeing the fourth movie? Are we seeing it at really Rio? Or
if we see it at the other one I go to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not to...
Food one?
Not the food one, but not to, like, shout out to
him. Oh, right, yeah. I know.
Don't say it.
I know where you're talking.
We'll just say it.
I know where you're talking.
It's a Regal.
I think people know that we live in Albuquerque by now.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he's
my
doxing
God.
Us.
I think we've said that on multiple
podcasts. They're
going
to get
podcasts.
You now.
They're going to... All the Josh heads are going to find you and swarm you.
The address of my workplace is on the back of every product we release.
Oh, like, okay, true.
I'm not a... very hidden person.
I'm so excited to get April started.
Why?
Because
you don't like these any more than I do.
These are exciting. These three or four movies we have planned this month.
Mysterious.
I'm really excited about tonight.
Sometimes you get Shadows of Kilimanjaro.
Yep.
It's just a winner, in my opinion.
Sometimes you get the animated King Kong.
Had to remind us about that.
What is the year and runtime of this movie, Austin?
This year.
Before Justin guesses.
2024.
2024 is the last year.
And the runtime is just over 2 hours.
I almost don't want to guess.
Oh, yeah. You'll give it away.
Yeah.
Oh, you know enough.
I've seen the trailer.
The trailer gives it all away.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to withhold guesses.
Okay.
Justin, we can talk about not specifics, but do you think it's going to be good?
Oh.
No?
No shot.
No? I think it's going to be really fun to watch.
like it, it's bad oh, and fun.
It might be like fun. It's just fun. That's not what you asked me. You asked me if it was going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
This, a little bit of a spoiler, I think, but we're getting into it. We're about to watch the movie. This is really close to a lot of the movies you pick.
What does that mean?
Do you see that?
I'm insulted.
Would you agree?
Oh, yes.
This is
the
this
fuck
is
that?
This
mean?
Is almost a Josh movie.
Did he ever actually do that list? Or did he just talk about doing that list?
Well, we've done but to both Biebers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's three Biebers. We haven't done the third one yet.
How do you make the connection, though, to this monkey movie?
What is it, a fucking music movie? Oh, no, is this the... Like, it's the music thing. Like, there's a guy that's a monkey for... I've seen part of it. Oh, no.
And we'll be back.
No!
After seeing The Better Man from 2024.
Fuck, this is the one I was talking about. Wait,
here.
This is the... Ah!
On Have You Seen.
God damn it. I saw a snippet of a trailer where it was like the weird music.
And we're back.
Oh, boy.
What a start to April, huh?
I wish we had been on a boat on our way to Skull Island.
Oh, man.
Not as mad as I thought I would be.
Was it fun?
Different? No.
During the movie, though, you got pretty upset a couple of times.
Couple. Not as much as other eight movies we've seen. You know, this is a biopic, right? You know, all this stuff happened, except for the eight part. You know, like, I couldn't get too mad at it.
No.
You know, this is a pretty
is an
sad story.
Movie, right?
Is it? Or is it a movie with an ape in it?
There sure is. There's a monkey during all these scenes.
Mm-hmm.
These super emotional scenes, like, I don't know.
Are you saying it takes
leaving?
The drama out of
shooting
it?
Shooting up in the bathroom while his girlfriend's trying to break into the, like trying to break up with him.
Group sex? As a rock star, with...
didn't see that much. Thankfully,
he was a monkey.
I kept having the same thought.
There's a lot of montages in this movie.
I mean, it's like it covers like 50 years of life. They got to do some time skipping.
There are a lot of montages. Some of them make sense, and some of them hop around.
Yeah,
all
it's
over the place.
It's so hard to tell what's real, what he's imagining. Because they jump around, and partially because he's a CGI monkey. Entire movie, so I have no bearing on
other
what's
than
real
he's
and not.
A child.
Yeah,
because you can tell he's a child. Other than that, he looks the same whether he's like 21 versus like 45.
Right, he has different hairstyles.
We thought that we would like get used to this, and it would just turn into a movie.
It was always weird. Something different happened where it's like, but he's a monkey though.
Yeah. We thought this would just finally,
you just give in. You'd do the
suspense of disbelief.
Fought it the whole time.
I wasn't personally fighting it, but my brain was.
Yeah.
Constantly like, oh, we're at his grandma's funeral. This is really sad, but he's a fucking monkey. I hated this so much. Aziz watched like the last third of it with us and was like.
He said it was tight.
It's a metaphor. And it's like, yeah. You know, he said it, he encapsulated it perfectly. This movie doesn't understand where to leave a metaphor. They took it 100% in one area. And the rest of the movie, you're like, well, this could have been kind of cool if it was him young in the boy band, And then, like, it got magical realism. Like, the lights came on in the street and they're all dancing around.
Yeah, because we do, like, dance breaks and stuff and musical things.
Mm-hmm. Right. That could have been kind of cool and broke, like, the immersion in a fun way. Like, another musical movie. Like,
there were some interesting shots in this one.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That I would have been like, this would have worked.
If he was a person.
If he wasn't a monkey.
And all the drama just goes away, too.
Yeah.
And every dramatic happens, he's a monkey.
Oh, and Dad, well, why did you leave me?
Sometimes it works, right?
When his dad leaves him, it, like, almost is comical because he's like a little CGI monkey crying with his dad getting on a bus cheering because he's going, joining, like, a soccer fan club or something.
Football, sir. They are in England. We watched Ted Lasso.
And the whole time we're wondering if there's going to be a pan. Right? Is he going to, like, look here and become a man suddenly?
A better man?
A better man. And no.
Spoilers.
Always a monkey.
He is a monkey the whole
time. Up until the last second, I suspected you were going to do a camera spin. Especially when
That would have justified it.
When he was started shaving himself, I'm like, oh, this is it.
He's gonna become a man.
He's gonna, like, shave about whatever he, like, bent over to shave himself.
They must have known that, because they did the bend over.
He was out of screen. I thought he was gonna come back, and he was gonna be a dude.
Yeah.
And it was just gonna be him now. And I was like, oh.
It's not?
They didn't do that now.
It's just a shaved monkey.
They must have realized you thought they were gonna do that, because they did that.
There's a skinless monkey?
Hell, yeah.
There's a cool action fight scene.
There's an action
wasn't
scene.
Wasn't expecting that.
It was like Planet of the Apes on par with that, because he's got a sword and he's hacking through other
monkeys.
He decapitated one.
He kills little kid.
Did that happen in real life? Like, every other scene, we're like, did this actually happen or not? Because none of us are familiar with Robin Williams.
Because he was a monkey.
And we couldn't tell
also,
if the songs were his or not.
This is Robbie Williams, if you're not familiar with the man. Like, we weren't.
Nope.
He grew up a pretty young British boy band star. He was 15 when he was in Take That. His
still
manager
alive, still
was
touring.
A piece of shit it sounded like, which he even said in the movie. All these boy band managers was. Watch any documentary about it. But he took these 15-year-olds around to every gay bar in, like, England.
And, like, had them dressed in...
Very provocative.
Yeah.
Like, one of the...
Leather daddy kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. When we finished the movie, I pulled up two music videos. I pulled up one from Take That when they were young, and it was from this Leather Daddy Day, and the other one, Robbie Williams Millennium. And both, I was like, the movie would have been so much more impactful if it had just been a goddamn person.
But it still would have been, I don't want to say boring, right? Because these are serious.
I'm okay to watch a biopic. Yeah. That's not boring to me.
Sure,
if I sit down
to
watch, like, a boy band biopic... I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to think of, like, would I have actually liked this movie if it was, sans ape.
But, like, you can't
more.
If you take the ape,
yeah.
Would I have been like, that movie was okay?
Multiple points were deducted because of the ape.
That's what I mean, though, right?
There was so many moments I was just like, this is just, like, all ruined because he's an ape. Like, why is he a CGI monkey?
Can you ever say a biopic is anything but it's okay? Because it's real, right?
This one was
could
like
you say that was a bad
biopic?
I didn't like the events that happened to that
you
person.
Can, because,
you can,
yeah,
because the filming is
I picture this one is just him. It's not still just a documentary. It's very magical realism. Like,
right.
He also starts by telling us we're a bunch of cunts and to fuck ourselves. And that's how the movie ends.
Because
he's a very cheeky British bastard. That's how he got his whole career. Every business meeting, he goes in and they're like, no, get out of here. You're just a monkey. And he's like, oh, and throw some shit on them, and they're like, but you're the kind of monkey I like.
That would have been better.
That would have been
and
better.
And that's how he... No,
either direction.
Basically,
all,
that's how he makes his career. He turns
no
around
animals.
In the door and is like, but what if I was mean? And gives him a wink or something.
Uh-huh.
And that makes his career. I don't get it.
Not outright mean, but like...
Cheeky. British mean.
Yeah.
He's got sass.
He's a sassy boy. A monkey boy.
He's the bad boy.
He was the bad boy of the group of Take That.
We had that scene where he comes out, like, drugged out on the ground.
Oh, like takes the guy. That was dirty. That was on the producer. Drag him off of there before they go
out. And also kind of his bandmates, because they just...
They must have known...
We're talking about the scene...
No solidarity at all. Like, they just performed with him on the floor.
We're talking about the scene where the stage rises, and they're introduced, and he starts on the floor passed out. And they're like, yeah, do it anyway. But he does get up and put on a hell of a show.
So. He comes back on without his mic and takes the lead singer's mic.
That's kind of the energy of the movie, though. He's the hero through a lot of it, even when he's being a complete asshole to the people around him.
There was this scene where he was talking back at his dad, the lake, and I was like,
Titanic.
I don't know who's in the right in this scene.
No one!
No one. Like, they both suck.
Who am I rooting for here?
His dad, the British lounge singer. Who ran away when he was like six.
It's like that girl who posted on TikTok about how her dad left their family to become a rapper.
Mm.
And then she found out that he was like actually, or no, like a break dancer.
Okay.
Like, and then they found out that he was actually good at it. And he...
I mean, it still doesn't justify
it. It doesn't justify it, but like...
People have run away from their families to pursue other careers. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad at it.
Yeah.
I hear you. His dad was still not very good at being a lounge singer.
No.
But he liked it. That was his whole point. Like, I enjoy what I'm doing. You do it for the money.
So he grew up raised mostly...
You do it chasing what I didn't give you.
Yeah.
And will never give you.
So he's raised by his nan and his mom. He becomes a bigger monkey from a little monkey after he does Pirates of Penzance for school, because you're British.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in musical theater as a little British kid, you're going to do Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, he starts seeing monkey demons.
The captain.
Mm-hmm. He gets the leading role. Monkey demons.
Monkey demons.
Are past versions of him who will show up from time to time when he's performing.
Only when he's performing.
They show up too much.
Yeah.
I get it's metaphorical.
I don't like that one doesn't have skin.
But do you like when they all start killing each other?
Weird.
I didn't need that scene either. I didn't need the Lord of the Rings.
That was the best scene in the movie.
I know, but I didn't need that in this movie. Like, just that, A+. Kind of like when we watched...
What if there's a sequel spinoff in the ape world?
Yeah, I'm down.
In his mind.
Planet of the Apes, where he's on a horseback with two machine guns.
Just that scene?
That scene makes you think of what Planet of the Apes could be.
Yeah.
If it wasn't PG-13.
That scene makes me think of what this movie could be.
That's a really good point, because Planet of the Apes, the action is very neutered.
Like, if you had to put a hard R Planet of the Apes...
It would have been like this.
It would have been like them cursing all the time.
Yes, it would have been 100% better.
Like... Monkeys chopping other monkeys' heads off.
Why not? They're all fake anyway. And it's war. I'm sorry, Disney. War isn't family friendly.
Yeah.
In real life, I mean, or movies, we shouldn't glorify it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the action during that scene was really well done. Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
Was it really so surprised that it was happening?
That's the moment our roommate walked in and was like,
I was like, hey, Aziz, have you heard of this movie? He's like, yeah, tell me what it's about. And he's like, oh, isn't it the... Wait, what the fuck? Right at the screen.
And I was like, that's the vibe of the entire movie. We don't know what's real, what's fake.
Was that a scene that Robbie Williams pitched, or did the director pitch that scene?
Robbie Williams pitched the whole movie, I think.
He didn't write it, though. There were three writers.
Okay.
Three writers.
One of them also wrote for Lord of the Rings, I bet, because of this scene.
Well, at least they got, like, the
stunt
director.
Only scene I wrote that stayed in the movie. You should have seen all the other battles I had.
All the other scenes were a bunch of eight battles. Yes. They only kept the one.
Robbie really liked my ideas, but the other producers didn't get it. I said, man, if you're going to be an ape, go all the way. And he's like... Yeah, that's a good idea, because otherwise none of this makes sense.
Honestly, I think that would have been better if they leaned... Every time he saw demons, he, like, started fighting them.
Yes!
Like, sure, like, literally fighting
them.
That
would have made the ending where they just, like, actually appreciated singing
better.
Actually, like...
Meaningful?
Like, mean something.
Like, he learned to live with his demons instead of
fighting against them?
Yeah!
I did ask that. I was like, why aren't they disappearing if he's banished? Is it?
True.
Then Austin said, because you always have to live with them.
Yeah, you gotta do that shadow work.
It's pretty deep.
I hate that it was in this movie. Not what I thought it was going to be. I'll put that out there right now.
No.
But you saw the trailer. right? That surely showed you
when the movie. Saw the trailer, it was one of those where it was him singing on a stage, and I was like,
but he's a monkey.
He's a monkey. Mm-hmm. And that's, it blew my mind. I was like, why is this biopic?
Well, and they don't explain it either, right?
No. In the trailer, what blew my mind is I saw the trailers, like, why are they doing this where they just, like, make up a pop star? And then Austin's like, that's not a made-up person. That's an actual pop star. And that blew my mind even more.
Oh, you thought this was a movie about a monkey pop star?
I thought it was a made-up thing.
Oh,
until you told me after we saw the trailer. And that blew my mind even more. That it was an actual person that just replaced himself with a monkey. Like, what?
We are in a wild timeline, people. I loved our idea while we were watching it of having it just be full BoJack, but live action. Like, more people are animals.
Not everyone is animals, but some more.
75%. Yeah. And they just go about their day-to-day life as animals. Would have been better if they just never mentioned it. And or it could be like Tuca and Birdie. I don't know if you saw that.
I bet.
There's like walking cactuses going around the city. And yeah, go places if you're going to try.
I appreciate that he tried this.
They did have a couple of really, what I thought were really cool cinematic choices. Like whenever he got in his car crash.
Yeah.
And he goes
in the
water.
And he was stuck under the ice.
There were a couple of cool transitions, like the camera panning. And then
but he was an ape, though.
The restaurant and the lights were coming on.
I also really appreciated how much information we got through the movie without it feeling super rushed. I did think that they used montages pretty well.
They were jarring.
Even though they used them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had to, right?
But overall, I think they did it pretty well, even though there were a couple that were like, what the hell was that?
Mostly because he's a monkey. Mm-hmm. You're seeing these things happen. And, like, a monkey's giving birth, and then a monkey is, like, flying with Icarus wings, and then a monkey is slaying a dragon. And you're like, did Robbie Williams do these things?
I do think the pacing was pretty good. So I think I didn't get bored because of the pacing.
The only time we checked the runtime was 22 minutes left. Right. You had speculated about a half hour, you were pretty close. And that's when I felt like it was also starting to really drag, because he got into drugs and alcohol at 15 when he joined the band, he says.
And they kind of kept that up, which he did, I'm sure.
And so it just keeps ramping up and ramping up and ramping. And this is over a 2-hour movie. So eventually you're like, when's it going to come crashing down?
In the ape
fight. And it does multiple times, right?
Yeah, it comes crashing down multiple times, which is kind of actually how it is. People always talk about how you, like,
a big release.
You hit your big rock bottom.
Or you go to rehab once and it's over.
The thing is that, like, you, like, there's always
A chance. There's
up and down.
Rehab is like a lifelong thing. Yeah. It doesn't happen once you're done.
Yeah.
And that this movie does show that really well. I think that scene where he's at rehab could have been a lot better if he wasn't a monkey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could have been a lot more impactful.
That would have been another scene where he could have turned into a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do a pan around the room.
Where he has like a realization.
Yeah.
Or
would have worked.
Uh-huh.
That's whenever he reveals the point of why he is a monkey, because he's unevolved.
He feels unevolved.
I've heard people say things in movies before that didn't come true in a literal way before, though. Like, I've seen biopics where people weren't giant dicks.
Uh-huh.
Or assholes, like walking, puckering, giant 6-foot assholes. Like, you can
I'm
say
sure
something.
He pitched it at some point.
I bet he did.
For his manager.
He was always signing his name with a penis. What if that was the first cut of this movie? He's a literal dickhead. Like the whole movie, he's like
that would have been too much.
He's like,
you see, like, wait, would it be the hole or like the?
Well, it depends on if he's
like,
circumcised.
Oh, yeah. Sausage Party movie, the one that does that.
A better movie. If he wasn't,
I don't think so.
Not CGI, but prosthetic.
Prosthetic.
Full prosthetic, like. Wearing a turtleneck dickhead.
What if he was an ape person, but it was a costume ape person?
But then we wouldn't have watched it.
If he was a dick? You know I would have been like, Justin, I watched the weirdest fucking movie last night. I'm going to put it on the podcast.
We wouldn't have watched it for April.
No. I don't think that justifies this movie existing. Giving us a fourth of a month to talk about something.
Well, it does, and that's about what it made.
Oh, wow.
It did not make... Oh, do I need to bring up the number?
I want to hear some of the taglines for this.
Money. I'm gonna bring up someone else. Want to bring up
the tagline? I'll do the taglines. Do the box office.
Not a lot of money.
Tap tippity tap tap.
You can't do stolen valor, Justin. You're not researching anything. We make the tippy tap noises. Otherwise, it's stolen valor.
Okay. Well, you guys weren't doing it.
You have to back us up and provide like lounge music or something. Mm. Sing some Sinatra.
Better man. Budget.
You're going, you're going. This could launch your career.
Budget 100.
You could be the next monkey in Britain.
I could.
Not here, though. Nobody knows him here. 110 million budget.
That was a little slow, though. So people are going to make fun of me, you know.
And kick you out of the recording.
Kick you out of the recording.
Listen, Justin, we're going to do it line by line and then stitch it together.
He's just a monkey in a fucking recording booth with people laughing at him. I'm just like, yeah.
That's the point, though.
I know, but...
This was like a bad Mountain Dew commercial that lasted over 2 hours.
How much do you think it was?
How much do I think it was?
110 million budget.
Wow, that's a lot.
With all CG.
35 of that went to him just being a monkey.
He made 20.3 million.
So nothing.
Oh my god.
Bombed.
Why do you think it
bombed? Even in the UK. Because nobody knows who Robbie Williams and Take That are.
No, in the UK, it should have made money.
Not 110 million.
You're right.
Yeah.
Just from the UK, no way.
That's outrageous.
Is this a producer's?
Cheaper if it was a real person.
Yeah, it would have been cheaper.
Is this like a producer's where they wanted a flop?
Oh, this a Robbie Millions Robbie Williams right off? Yeah, Robbie Millions is gonna be his name after this. Fame makes monkeys of us all.
Is that a tagline?
It's one of them.
That's a pretty good tagline.
The extraordinary evolution of Robbie Williams.
Fine.
Okay.
Those are the two taglines.
Okay.
Those are fine. Better than most taglines we hear in these movies, honestly.
The montage that really took me by surprise was the one where he's on all the magazine covers.
And he's still a monkey.
You know?
And he's still a monkey.
I want to know how long he had those tattoos, because I did not notice.
Because he had...
Until the end.
Monkey tattoos.
Because he has a monkey.
That took another $10 million to re-render him as a monkey with tattoos under his fur. Like, they were like, Robbie, we want to make a biopic. All right, but I want it to be outrageously expensive.
But I am a monkey. Yeah.
And I'm a monkey. And I guess he's so powerful, they were like, okay?
It's like a joke you would... Right, I want to Robbie... biopic, but I want him to be a monkey.
I have a theory.
They did it.
Did he lose a bet?
I have a theory. You have any of you seen those boards on either like a movie board or something or Reddit where it's like replace a character in a movie with a Muppet?
Yeah.
Does it make the movie better? And people like post what movie and character.
Mm-hmm.
This was God answering that board.
The answer is no.
And he replaced Robbie Williams with a monkey. And it did not make it better.
You know the thing that bothered me the most about this movie was seeing the monkey wear shoes.
Because we see him without shoes later.
Because we see him without shoes and he has the monkey feet.
He's terribly uncomfortable the whole movie. Maybe
but
that's
he's not really a monkey.
Maybe that's a metaphor for how uncomfortable he was.
Yeah.
Probably. Get it?
This movie hammers you over the head with metaphor.
But it doesn't though, right? Because nobody recognizes he's a monkey.
Some people call him an animal in the background.
Party animal.
Sure. Some people call him an animal.
There's some scenes where they go like, look at you, and it's really fun.
There's that time where he jumps over his fence at home and he's like, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. And there's one time where he screams at the sky like a monkey. Yeah,
for like half a second.
He never beat on his chest.
Never beat on his chest.
He never got any.
Doesn't eat a banana.
That's what we're trying to say. He does not act like a monkey.
Never threw some shit.
He's never like squatting or eating bananas. He doesn't move like a monkey.
Doesn't climb a tree.
No, he doesn't move like a monkey. He doesn't act like a monkey.
Doesn't hang upside down with his little monkey feet.
He's a Fortnite skin of a monkey. That is what this movie got done. Somebody Fortnite skinned this. Is this the dark future of movies with AI?
Are we going to get this
Could you be like, what if I watch Saving Private Ryan and I just make him into, like, Grimace?
Giraffe.
Better or worse than remakes?
Worse. Way worse. Way worse. At least this was an original story.
You don't want to see Ghostbusters, but they're all ghosts?
I've seen it. It's that new like Afterlife one. No, I don't. I don't want to watch like Ben-Hur and everyone's either Rick and Morty or Naruto characters. And it's just a clusterfuck of Ready Player One bullshit. And that's what this feels like the start of.
We're headed towards that.
That's what this... I mean, Tarkin was obviously the start of that. But this feels like a huge step in that direction of like, hey, real people don't need to be portrayed real people anymore. They can be played by CGI monkeys.
I think one more person can try this if they do it right.
Who?
Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it sounded like you had someone in mind.
No, I would watch one more of these. I think one more person should try this and try to get it right.
Christopher Walken and I'm a kitty cat.
Meow.
Maybe they're
meow.
Would it be better if he was an animated monkey?
Why does he keep
monkey?
Saying meow? He's not a cat. He's just Christopher Walken. I'm cleaning myself. Meow.
Because
the camera, they'll change it afterwards. What camera?
Because we talked about ways how this could have worked, right? If he turned into a guy, and yeah. Or like he had ape mannerisms.
Yeah,
he like ate bananas and crouched down.
If he had always been eating bananas, that would have been really fun. Or if the dad got on stage at the end and was also an ape.
Yeah,
and if it had teen wolfed us,
that could have easily turned it into like working very well.
And they pan to the crowd and they're all nice apes. It's not just his demon self apes that are out there.
We got the nice apes at the end.
They were just finally, him though.
They finally appreciated his singing.
Yeah, and that's all that really matters.
I think that was a metaphor for him like doing it because he liked doing it back whenever he was with his dad.
I had a problem with them going out on a song that wasn't his. Like if I had a biopic and I was a musician, I'd go out on my song.
But in a movie, will
maybe put that 2/3 of the way through.
His dad can't.
But
sing
they
that
made
song.
A good bookend doing it with him and.
I wouldn't have fought. I would have been like, no, I kind of want my song to be in this.
You'll get your songs in the credits.
In the soundtrack.
I sacrificed my soul to be in a monkey movie and I get my songs in the credits.
Does this movie have a soundtrack?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just a
it's all Robbie Williams.
Robbie already has CDs, right?
Yeah, but he repackaged them.
There were so many songs in this that weren't Robbie Williams. Yeah.
These were new original songs, some of them. Some of them were from his band, Take That. Did this make you a better man, Josh? Would you recommend this movie?
Did not
Should people
better
watch it?
Better man, I would not recommend it.
Ooh.
What if Justin Bieber had been like a CGI beaver?
No.
Would that have made it a better movie?
Beavers are too small. He's a singer. He's on stage.
Full tall.
Like an anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
Like Justin Bieber size, but with a. A photorealistic beaver.
If he was animated.
And a tail.
If he was an animated beaver and slowly as the tour. Well, and he becomes like CG and then he becomes a real person. He loses his like.
No, we're talking just like this. Straight just CGI like beaver.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think
as photorealistic as they can make it.
No.
Even with his tattoo later. Like his tail has some of his tattoos.
I think this could have done some different choices to make it work.
I think they
and
know that
didn't.
Too because of how big it flopped.
Are we going to get a sequel?
No.
A remake?
A remake?
Is he going to try again?
A director's
he's
cut.
He's only like 50, right?
Yeah.
Josh, if only they did remakes of movies that did bad so they could try again.
Yeah.
If only that's how remakes
worked.
Right.
We'd get some more original
things. Let's try this fresh take.
That'd be fun.
One more time. Because
then we could actually get, good movies on original flops. But instead, they take great movies
and
make them
worse.
Yeah.
Just squeeze them for all it's worth.
What's a bad movie that you would want to remake?
Ooh, we've done so many on the podcast.
To try to make it better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I would have a lot of fun with The Stuff.
Okay, sure.
I think, if I got A24
would
to make The Stuff.
Would you keep it The Stuff, or would you change the horror element?
No, it would be The Stuff, but it would be a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be the same premise. There's goo bubbling out of the ground, and an old prospector tries it, but it would be A24, so it would be cut really well. Mm-hmm. I'd find a director that could handle it. it'd be like really dark in the family drama where they're getting addicted and the son isn't, but it'd be like talking about consumerism and TV. Yeah. I think the stuff would be fun. What about you, Josh?
I was hoping you'd pick me last. I'm trying to think of movies that I don't like that aren't Sandler movies.
Well, what about, what Sandler movie would you make if you could take it and it,
like, if replace I could remake
everyone?
It? I think
the premise.
I think Little Nicky.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
I think Little Nicky could have been really fucking fun, zany. Because like it's the only Sandler premise that's like removed from real life.
Right? It also needs to be R. I feel like.
Sure. Like, make Sandler wacky and goofy, but also he's a demon.
Oh, you still want Sandler?
Yeah, no, I still want Sandler.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Sandler should take two. And Little Nicky. Not Little Nicky 2. Just
no. Little Nicky take
2025.
Two.
Yeah.
Redux.
Just lean into the hell part.
Justin, do you have, like, a bad movie you can think of that you'd like to turn into a good movie?
There's a lot of movies that...
Like, you know... Like Halloween?
The one I saw on Netflix,
Halloween's
that I thought would be, you guys can shut the hell up about Halloween. It's a good movie.
When Rob Zombie made it.
That is an opinion you were allowed to have.
Netflix one.
But there's a Netflix one about vampire hunters during the day shift.
Oh, okay. With Snoop Dogg in it,
yeah,
right?
I thought it was an interesting premise.
Yeah.
And the world was kind of interesting, but the movie was shit.
Yeah.
Dog shit.
Another one I like was, I think would be Vices, I think it's called. It's Jeff Goldblum and Debbie Gibson, or Girls Just Want to Have Fun, or, I don't know. It's one of the pop stars from the 80s, and it starts off amazing. Because she's a psychic and he's a psychic con artist. And like 15 minutes in, they go to South America and the movie falls apart. If they just stayed in the city, it would have been a spectacular movie. So would you recommend this, Josh?
No.
Yes.
I think it could have been good.
Double no from Josh.
Absolutely not.
First I asked if it made him a better man.
Let's try one more time, Josh.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this movie?
Would I recommend Better Man?
Yes.
No.
Okay. The test. You passed. Okay.
Justin, would you recommend the movie Better Man in 2024?
Why? What were your problems with it?
He was a monkey.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What didn't you like about that?
It took away everything that I was trying. I keep thinking of, like, this could have been, like, kind of fine. Yeah. Like, there were moments that would be like, oh, that would have been emotional. Like, you know, that would have been a good emotional moment. That would have been a good beat, but he was a monkey.
But he said to fuck and you then, at the beginning
yeah.
of the movie. It was clearly his decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what you think.
Yeah.
That's obvious. That came across loud and clear.
But also, I thought the whole point was that was the only thing he cared about is what everybody thinks.
Well, he wasn't aware of that.
He gets better. Austin, would you recommend Better Man 2024?
No.
No?
Why not?
Well, as we've
your answer might be different.
For a while.
Three reasons?
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
Don't say you're summoning another monkey.
Oh, no. We have three more monkey movies to get through in April. Coming up,
Wait, you have to answer the question.
No. First. Oh, okay.
Don't try to cheat out the transition.
It was.
Why did you not like Batman?
Extremely distracting.
That he
was a monkey. And it never got
less distracting.
It never got less distracting because the monkey kept changing, and you kept wanting the monkey to do something monkey-like, but he didn't. And when he kept
and you kept wanting him to turn back into a person, he didn't.
Almost do something monkey-like.
Almost. And it's scary enough when men get in women's faces, because he was 2 feet taller than his wife at the time.
Yeah.
And he's just yelling at her. But now he has fangs. And I'm like, he could kill you, but but he's a monkey. He might kill you. Did he kill his wife? No.
And because this is a movie about, like, you know, a rock star.
Yeah.
I didn't know where this was going to go.
I didn't either.
Is he going to die? Is his band? It's going to die? Like, if there's a car wreck. Died
and they made a movie where he's a fucking monkey.
Post-mortem monkey biopic.
His wife was a
suck on that in hell, and they just throw him in a pit. Yeah.
Ooh. That's as dirty as the time they let the stage come up whenever he was passed out on that platform.
I'm sorry, kid. It's in your contract from back in the days. When you die, we make a monkey.
We took recordings of your songs and AI'd your voice in.
First member of the band who dies, monkey movie.
It's a Dontette or whatever. Oh my god, we should do that. Oh wow.
What, we have a pact where the first one of us that dies gets a monkey?
The other person.
The other two make a monkey movie.
Make a monkey movie about the person.
We get to say whatever we want to.
Has to be CG monkey.
Yeah. I don't know, we could get a real monkey in here.
Would that have been better?
Yeah. Because I don't like CG monkeys.
But a trained monkey would have had
Clones.
Oh, I don't want a trained monkey.
Josh, would you rather be an ape, a monkey, or an orangutan?
I don't know the difference.
Like in a movie or in real life?
Yeah, if we were going to do that, say if you were the first one to go and make a monkey movie about you.
Whichever one is the small.
Yeah, you get your chimpanzee. Choice of monkey.
Like a chimpanzee, maybe.
We gotta talk about this stuff now.
Yeah.
Because you're gone, because you're not getting home,
guys. My monkey lawyer should be present for this.
That would be a heartfelt question if I wasn't asking you what type of monkey you were.
Yeah. When he was going for comedy, that would have been fine. But he was snorting lines and shooting up and puking himself and making a fool of himself.
What monkeys in your will?
Oh my god, so many monkeys. They say there's nothing more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Baboon.
Well, here's a casket full.
He's only 50, we could see another biopic.
Yeah, we could actually see a take
that. You could do a ton more in the next 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 50's the new 30 in pop star years. So take that, could get back together and go on a world tour.
And if he's a lounge singer like his dad, he's just going to get better with age, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to become more Sinatra and Elvis, who are some of his idols.
Yeah.
He does a biopic that takes place right after Better Man.
Ooh.
But would that make it work? If Better Man 2 was in the same time frame, in the same world as Better Man, but now he is a real person.
And everybody else
in
is
the
monkey?
In the sequel, no.
Well,
this is the transition, is the two movies.
Nobody's a monkey.
Robbie.
He is now a real man in the sequel.
Then where are the monkeys?
Who's the monkey?
There aren't any.
Get the fuck out of this business meeting.
What happened to all the monkeys?
We're all better men now.
The monkeys are now.
It's called
people.
Better Men.
I imagine the boardroom meeting, a monkey spins around in his chair and just was like, I don't think we'll be doing that.
This is, I think you got something here. Movie idea, all monkeys turn into people.
Ooh, evolution.
Yeah.
Overnight. Bam.
Yeah.
Boom. Comet passes over the Earth that causes evolution to happen.
You're explaining the plot of yesterday. You can't. You haven't seen it.
No one's seen it.
No, I have. You're talking
watching
about yesterday.
Watching this doesn't make me
want to
watch
that. Wait, what the fuck
does
yesterday have to do with everybody becoming monkeys?
Not that part.
No, monkeys became people.
But the rest of the thing you explained was the plot of yesterday.
The Beatles become monkeys.
Oh, okay.
And the monkeys become people.
Don't worry, we'll watch.
Hey, the monkeys.
We'll watch yesterday. It's better than this movie.
Is it?
I think so.
You saying that while watching this didn't make me any more excited for yesterday.
I'm not saying it's that good.
Because everything's better than
saying
this.
It's better. No.
This was one of
we've
the most,
seen worse movies than
yeah,
this.
But this was one of the most confusing things we've watched.
It was the most confusing movie. Sure.
Every shot.
Because we couldn't tell what was happening.
Yeah.
Is this real? This not? Is this one of his songs? Is this not one of his songs?
And that detracts from the movie.
Was
that
he a monkey in this scene?
It. Yeah.
As you can tell, since all of us said no, we would not recommend it.
Did he get so drugged out that at his big show started, like, murdering guests?
With a, like, sword?
With a sword?
With a sword?
I have it in my rider. A claymore has to be hung above the couch and only green M&Ms. The claymore is for the encore when I go out and kill everyone, including my younger self. It happens every night. If you want to watch or listen to any of the other movies we've watched and talk about, you can go to podcasts.com. You can find us at YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you find podcasts, just look us up. Follow us on Instagram on Have You Seen Podcast, and also on Facebook under Fap Check. We release little bumpers letting you know when new episodes come out that provide links to those. And you can find our other shows, Amazeballs, where we talk about TV, and What About Wrestling, where our only fan, Nick, and Justin talk about wrestling pay-per-view events and special events. We've started going back to local live wrestling, which was pretty cool.
Speaking of wrestling special events.
Yes.
My two worlds have collided. Brendan Lee Mulligan from Dimension 20 is hosting a D&D game with a bunch of WWE wrestlers.
Well, that sounds fun.
Does that mean he's on the road to WrestleMania now?
That's probably the name of the campaign.
I think it's called, like, Titanfall.
Ooh, okay. Is this going to be, like, a long format series of episodes or one play?
I think it's probably, if it's, like, the rest of their series, it's going to be, like, 6 to 8 episodes.
Oh.
Probably 6.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be, like, 3-hour-long episodes.
Yeah, I can't do that. I like the single plays. But that's still cool. Wrestling and D&D together.
Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, who we've seen wrestle live.
Live.
And Bailey.
I wonder if they're all going to be barbarians.
I doubt it.
Ah!
I've seen wrestlers play D&D before. They didn't all play barbarians.
Oh, okay.
In fact.
Fighters, too.
Like none of them played
barbarians.
Okay. Too obvious.
Too niche.
Did any of them play apes?
No, no apes.
Is there an ape you can play in D&D?
Probably
in one of those space ones.
Would the podcast be better if one of the wrestlers was replaced by CG ape?
Sure.
I couldn't say that.
Us has always been replaced by a CGI ape, but no one knows because it's audio format.
It's in your head?
It's audio format.
One of us.
Because it's in my head, yeah. I see one of you as a CGI ape and always have.
One of us.
Oh, not yourself.
Doesn't actually exist.
Yeah. Yeah, not me, but I see one person in real life as an ape.
Better movie?
Are they the star? check us out online. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen...